Havel was started this off earlier this morning saying, let's think on the positive side of extreme snowfall and living in a historic month.
Yes.
The snowiest February ever on record here in Eau Claire.
I always wanted to set a record, but I wanted to be like eating the most hot fudge sundaes
right.
or chocolate chip
Something
cookies. But, you know,
more enjoyable.
I got to say, I met my neighbors better than I had before. Kathy's across the street. She dropped off. That's my positive. And it clearly stood out to me. And I felt like the Lord showed me that because I wasn't having fun. I had a shovel. We don't own a snowblower. And I'm like, wow. But Kathy comes over with her Toro and I'm like, I could have hugged her.
Bless you, Kathy.
Kissed her on the cheek. But I was just, I blessed her a bunch of times. And that was great. I told my wife already in Africa, I'm sold. We need to for sure get
a snowblower.
It was great. It was so deep, right? And so thank you so much, Kathy. And got plowed in after that. But met Cody across the street as we were both shoveling out afterwards. And then even Jackie, a neighbor next door, she had her vehicle parked on the street. So went to try to help her a little bit to dig out. I wish I could help more people with that. So that was a blessing to me.
That's very cool. You know, I mean, it sounds weird. So they canceled church services for my church, but they canceled them on Saturday night. And so, like, that's kind of nice because then you kind of know going into it. And the hubby and I, we sat up eating popcorn and we watched a show on TV. And I mean, like, we never stay up. We just sat up and watched it snow. And it was so nice to just sit up and watch it snow. And then Sunday morning, I cozied down into my craft room. I got a little space heater down there, cozied in. I got like 12 pages done in my scrapbook, plus another two laid out, and got some fabric washed and dried, ready for a sewing project that I think I might plug away at today, being my kids are home. So, yeah, so it was like a true adult snow day, you know? It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
On the text line, Vicky says, great fellowship in the neighborhood as we help those that couldn't be out in the weather clear their own snow. Mm-hmm. And she said, hubby and I worked together on a jigsaw puzzle. So, again, some great cool weather activities as well. I know, again, you talk about meeting neighbors. Several of us fellas, after my neighbor Paul across the street, who always helps me out later, he came and actually snow blew away the pile after we got plowed in again. But, he'd been trying to back his vehicle into his garage, and it got stuck. And so three guys, it's like, oh, man, I don't think I've seen you before.
Yeah.
You know, are you the son of someone? Anyway, but we all were pushing him out. And, again, you got to get that rock going, right? Get the rock going. And so, anyway, that was great. And I would say after about 3 hours' worth of outdoorsiness yesterday, I was much more thankful for my home.
Yes. So, indeed.
Well, first of all, congratulations to Green Book, the winner for Best Picture last night. And it sounds like quite a fine film. So looking forward to seeing that at some point. African-American pianist who knows he's going into tough territory in the South. He's got a white driver.
You know you have kids when they tell what the Oscar movies are, and you're like, I've seen none of those.
I know. So,
I've been wanting to see Green Book for about a month, and so I'm sure a lot of folks will go see it. But this is an unbelievable story here this morning. But a man fighting ticket for hash brown confused as cell phone. This one comes out of Connecticut. A Connecticut man is fighting a ticket, he says he got, because the police officer thought his hash brown patty was a cell phone.
Okay.
Are you picturing those hash brown patties?
You
might be eating that. And Jason Stiber was ticketed last April. He says he was stopped after he picked up a hash brown patty at McDonald's on his way to work in Norwalk, Connecticut. The officer who stopped him says he saw Stiber talking into a cell phone. Stiber's attorney says cell phone records show he wasn't using his phone at the time he was stopped. He's already spent about $1,000 so far fighting a distracted driving ticket that carries a $300.
The hash brown patty was what, 99 cents?
That's just...
You think you see something...
How was he eating it, though?
That was holding it up to his ear. Osmosis, man.
Anyhow, it's just an odd story this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we just keep talking about the weather and possibly, you know, some different accidents and road closure things. I was just checking the DOT website, and it looks like for I-94 and Highway 29, things are ice covered, but moving. Do be careful out there. You know, and this has just impacted a ton of businesses and a ton of events and stuff in the area. You know, The Home and Garden Show was this weekend in Eau Claire.
It's a huge event.
It's a huge event, but they said that yesterday they only had 50 attendees.
50 very brave souls.
50 very brave souls. And my thought on that was, dude, You could totally clean up on the registrations for the door prizes.
Right.
Absolutely.
That would
and the winner is
Hillary again.
Yay. That would have been magical. Yeah. I could use a few home things. All right. I'm a mom and I love my kids. I totally love my kids. But can I just be real here for a minute?
Every day.
I'm tired. Okay. Mm. It's exhausting being a mom. And when you're a mom, you're like, you're tired and you just feel old. You know, it happens, right? So I was very interested by this headline. The more children a woman has, the more slowly she will age, study suggests.
More time to enjoy those children.
Yeah, because I kind of thought they were making me old. But apparently not. So this is very interesting. You know, I love science and medicine. And so this really kind of tweaked my interest a little bit. So the study was conducted in 2016, and it says that the number of children that a woman gives birth to, so it's actually the pregnancy that does this, has an effect on the rate at which her body age. It slows the process down. So basically, we have these things on the tip of each strand of our DNA. It's called a telomere. And that is the key to the aging process. As humans age, telomeres naturally get shorter and shorter. And that causes age-related breakdown of cells because once they become too short, those cells can no longer reproduce. Well, the more children a woman has, the longer her telomere is.
Shout out to Caleb's mom, mother of nine. She's been drinking from the fountain of youth. Yeah,
right. So,
increasingly rare in today's society. My dad was the youngest of nine, and so many families had many, many kids in the past, but that's not the case these days.
Not the case. I mean, and it makes sense. I mean, I have a grandma who had five kids who is still, like, just going. And my other grandma is 96 years old. She had seven kids. So it has to do with the estrogen hormone that's produced during pregnancy. Mm. So go ahead. Have all the kids you want.
Ignore the gray hairs they're giving you. You're living
right?
for a long time.
I thought I was looking more old and haggard, but
I think you also get aided by the older kids helping with the younger kids,
that's
right?
That's true. Yes.
That's a big plus.
Yes. So, interesting science.
The WIB Wake Up Show from Monday, February 25th, and usually give the birthdays earlier, right around 6:15 to 6:20. Ahead of you guys joining me. So these are a few other folks with birthdays today. Remember Little House on the Prairie? Great show from the 70s.
Yes.
I mean, one of the best family shows ever. Ma Ingalls. Carolyn Ingalls, played by actress Karen Grassley. 77 today.
77?
Really?
Okay, that's one of those that's going to make me feel really old.
I know. I hear
you. Wow.
I hear you. Yeah. This has been a past guest of Greg's on Sports and Commentary. I do believe he's a great brother in the Lord. James Brown, Harvard educated, host of CBS, the football show. Yeah, he's 68 today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You guys love Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yes.
Sean Astin, 48 today.
Samwise Gamgee. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Also from the movie Rudy, right?
Yes.
So
true.
Terrific. Kind of unlikely sports movie, right? The actual Rudy was here, I think, speaking on behalf of Big Brothers Big Sisters fundraiser in the last couple months.
Really?
And going back, a guy who has not been with us a while, if you remember Gilligan's Island, Thurston Howell, who was also the voice of Mr. Magoo, Jim Backus, born on this day in 1913. But Tara Burr is in the listening area, I believe a listener here to WWIB, and she had a milestone birthday, we'll say, recently. Tara is a broadcast alum of UW-Eau Claire, and one of her TV jobs, she and her husband, Ryan, lived in Las Vegas. And so she revisited that old stomping grounds, and she shared on Facebook a little clip. She got to see comedian Jerry Seinfeld for her birthday. Here's a pretty funny clip that she shared.
I am 64 years old. I am married. For 18 years, I have three kids. I love being in my 60s. I want to be clear about that. It's my favorite decade of human life so far. When you're in your 60s, people ask you to do something, you just say no. No reason. No excuse. No explanation. I can't wait for my 70s. I don't even think I'll answer. I think you just wave when you're in your 70s. Hey, you want to check out that flea market?
No.
Just a wave. So some good, clean comedy, Jerry Seinfeld on a Monday morning.
Love it. You know, aging is like the weather. You just have to embrace it because no matter how much you hate it, it's still going to be there. So you may as well just make the best of it.
Right. Make every day your favorite day, every decade your favorite decade.
I say every day, every moment, you're the oldest you've ever been, the youngest you'll ever be.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.